Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And now, back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two, solo mission, Donnie Wrightside, right here on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159.
Week zero of college football is here, people.
And that's where JP is going this weekend here for his action. I narrowed it down to three games. Now, let me just ask you this question, JP. Is it true it's one of those three games? Navy, Notre Dame, Hawaii, Vanderbilt, San Jose State, USC?
Yes.
All right. So, if we're taking a look, and Jordan had called in here, he likes the first half with Notre Dame to run it up here. I don't think you're going Vandy, Hawaii. All right, I'm going to go USC minus 30 points in their game. Where are you going, JP?
I'm going to take the points with Navy, actually, here.
Oh, all right. Well, you know who's upset with that? It's okay, though. Probably upset right now.
Hey, I just wanted to call in, JP. That's not nice. Notre Dame is my favorite football team.
There you go. You got K-Dub talking to you there on a tape delay right there. So they, now, what's the reasoning why? Why are we taking Notre Dame opening day against Notre Dame? Or, excuse me, Navy against Notre Dame?
These early season games, especially against half-decent opponents and not the FCS absolute blowouts, they're a lot more unpredictable, especially as good teams even, like Notre Dame, get their feet under them. I just don't see a way where they cover that spread against a team that likes to keep the ball on the ground, and you're not getting that first down stoppage. So I could see Navy getting a few first downs, running that clock lower, and keeping it within 10.
It's a good point. Some of those new things that you take a look with betting where it's like, okay, are there going to be impacts in the game here based on that? It's certainly something to keep an eye on. And if you're asking the gambling gods here.
Ha ha, JP. It's going with the first game of the day of the year.
See, that's what the gambling gods like, though. They appreciate that. That's showing respect to the gambling gods by saying, you know what? Just for a good season, you got to bet the first game out of the gate, and that's what it's going to be. Week zero of college football coming up. So basically, it is game week here. There are some things to look forward to. Season really kicks off in week one, but again, it's not an unbelievable card right out of the gate, which it never is. And I told you, if you make me commissioner of college sports, we won't have any of this nonsense. Like, opening kickoff is opening kickoff. Bangers across the board. And I can't for the life of me honestly figure this out. Why is the first game of college football season not a standalone absolute banger? Explain that to me, though. Like, we have, it's not like, oh, we don't want to play that early in the season. What do you mean? USC Notre Dame opening day, opening night, I should say, by themselves, playing each other. They played, they're on the schedule, they play each other. Why couldn't they work that? You want to talk about eyeballs on a telecast to get the season started? That's fun. That's fun. But again, they don't do that in college football here. Some other hot topics before we dip into Major League Baseball after the break and start breaking down some of these pitchers. You know, taking a look across the board, the wild card races are sensational. Now, a little bit later in the show, we'll break it down to see who maybe has the advantage in the East, excuse me, in the NL and the AL. But the NL is absolutely fascinating. I mean, you are looking at what a sprint. And again, every time I bring up the wild card standings here, I get to take a shot at the people who say, I don't like the extra wild card spots. How can you not? Teams that would be dead in the water, not even competing anymore, are now in it here. I have a ticket on the Padres. They're 5.5 games back. But at least there's a chance. At least there's a chance. The Miami Marlins, a game and a half out of the wild card spot. Cincinnati Reds, one game out of the wild card spot. The Arizona Diamondbacks, a half of a game out. The Giants clinging to that final wild card spot, a half game above them, the Chicago Cubs. And three games over the Cubs, the Philadelphia Phillies. That is unbelievable. It's so much fun. And I understand that if we are taking a look here, right, and finishing up the season, are any of these teams going to make a run to the World Series? Probably not. Maybe the Phillies. They did it last year in the wild card spot. The Cubs are on fire at the plate. We'll see if the Giants can hang on. The Diamondbacks, who were dead on arrival just about a week ago, have woken up here and won 8 of 10 games. Right back in the thick of things. I love to see this play out. I really do. Other hot topics we talk about in hour number one, Jonathan Taylor's trade request. Dove Kleiman tweets out here for an update. Executives don't believe Jonathan Taylor will net the Colts a first-round pick/package that is worth that much via Albert Breer. Wow. Come on. You know what I mean? Like, what's the maximum that Jonathan Taylor at this stage of the game is going to get? Because let's keep in mind, Jonathan Taylor isn't under control for 3 more years, right? Talking about his rookie deal. And he's not playing out there. You know what? Let's see what happens. See if I like the situation. He is going to a new team for this reason and this reason alone. He wants money. If the Colts opened up the checkbook and paid him, he would love the Colts. Whatever team is willing to open up the checkbook, he is going to love them. Like, there's a couple, like, responses here from Albert Breer. One AFC executive, a third and a fifth. One NFC executive, a package in the value of a second or a third-round pick. Third NFL executive, maybe a day two pick. Fourth executive, second-round pick. A fifth NFC executive says a fourth that could turn into a three under playing considerations. Let's think of that. Jonathan Taylor is a game breaker. And there are executives basically saying day two pick or a fourth that could turn into a third. Why? He wants money. He wants money. Amazing stuff here. But you know what? The time has come. It really has. We're going to talk Major League Baseball. I got the numbers brought up for pitchers. The next segment, we're going to break down those pitchers of who we are looking to fade. Come on back. It's Moneyline. Let's make some money.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Feeling good here in hour number two. A lot to get to, which includes a Major League Baseball card that is going to be worth betting here. So let's get the vibes going in the room here. I think we could do some damage tonight. Yesterday, mission accomplished. Down to our final batter for the Oakland Athletics yesterday. A two-run smash. Imagine if that ball hits the top of the wall. They score one run. All three players that I would have had in that Oakland Athletics game, do you know what? Nobody would have cashed for me in spite of all three of the guys I picked having an RBI. That's what we can't have tonight. That's what we won't have tonight. But before we get to the Major League Baseball card, it's coming up right now. Let's get to the phone lines. They're popping off. 844-843-6879. The Moose is ready to go on a Tuesday afternoon edition of Moneyline right here on the grid. What's up, Moose?
I tell you what. What's up there, DRS? Great talking
yes.
to you, JP.
Hello.
This is what's up. Dodgers and Guardians. Okay, Miller, 7-2, 3.70. Okay, 2023 road stats, 4-0, 2.19 ERA. He's never faced Cleveland. Since the break, 2.59 ERA, over 31 and one-third innings pitched. All right, let's flip it over to Syndergaard. 2-6, 6.5. Okay, last loss, 4 and one-third innings pitched, 6 runs, 5 earned, 8 hits. 7-2 loss to the Cincinnati Reds. Okay, so what I'm going to do is that I'm going to take the Dodgers, and I'm going to do a three-leg parlay. The Dodgers run line, Freddie Freeman to record an RBI, and I'm going to flip it over to the Seattle game with Cal Raleigh to hit an RBI as well.
Yeah.
Didn't Cal hit two home runs yesterday?
Smoked it yesterday, yeah.
You know?
Launching balls all over the place in Chicago.
So I'm still sitting here at work, obviously not working, but so as soon as I get done, I'm going to run down to the book and throw that on there. And I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed talking to you guys twice yesterday, and a big shout-out to Red Tail. I get such a kick out of listening to him. And if Red Tail ever gets a chance, he got a place to stay in Cincinnati. Now, here's a shout-out to any of all you guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can get the Ultimate Supreme Seats to the Columbus Blue Jackets game for absolutely free. That's drinks free. Mm. It's food for free. And I can get them throughout the season. So if anybody's up in this area, wants to go catch a hockey game that's coming up, I know we're in baseball season, but maybe Red Tail will swing by Cincinnati. We'll go up to Cleveland and catch a game. That would be a ball.
There you go.
But as always, you guys got the best show. I know you got the early line, you got the money line, but I simply refer to it as simply this. I refer to you guys as the line, as the number one line. You guys take care. Great day.
There we go. Fantastic stuff out there. A Moose connecting with us. And by the way, how about that? A little hockey game action, a couple beers, a couple brats, watching a game there in Columbus. Can't go wrong. I love the fact that some of these bets coming in are starting to come in. Make a lot of sense. So we'll see if Moose can cash in on a few of those. But let's get to the business here at hand. All right. Major League Baseball Board, it's packed today. You guys know what I like to use. 6 weeks of action, which means I'm actually going to date this back to July 4th, right through today, August 22nd. So roughly 6 weeks of action. If we're looking at the pitchers on the card, minimum of 20 innings pitched. We're going to focus on XFIPs here. There are 27 pitchers on the card today that register. Let me start with the top five here. Well, the guys, obviously, we are not fading. The number one pitcher over the past 6 weeks in Major League Baseball, minimum of 20 innings pitched, 3.37, Yusei Kikuchi. How about that? Zach Gallen is actually coming in third here at 3.68. So is that another losing streak here that's going to continue here for the Texas Rangers? Blake Snell of the San Diego Padres looking to put step after step after step in the way to get some victories and maybe win a series or two. He's a 3.96 in the top five. As we look towards those middle guys today, Wade Miley, Zach Greinke, Graham Ashcraft, Lucas Giolito, Brian Wu, all in that mid to high fours range. But now we're going to start to get to the pitchers that are going to be fadeable. And I tell you right now, it's exciting to look at, but also a little bit nerve-wracking. Because you know what I mean? You dump out a couple $100 a night, trying to make some profit. That happens. But I don't know if I can go 10 deep tonight with wagers. Use up that much bankroll. Like one of those boom or bust days. Now I know I'm going to factor this in. And we're going to take a look at exactly, like I got my, look, here, listen, that's my notebook right here. Open up a separate page, because we're going to get down to business here with the pen and the paper in just a moment. But before we find those games out of where we're going to fade, let's look at these pitchers. And there's pitchers that are really close, like borderline, right? The borderline guys, Lucas Giolito, Brian Wu, Clevinger, just missing out at a 4.98 XFIP over the past 6 weeks through 23 innings. But the guys that are going to be fadeable on this card, 18 through 27, Johan Oviedo of the Pittsburgh Pirates, 46 and two-thirds innings, a 5.06 XFIP. He's going to be on the card today to take a look at. How about this? Justin Verlander, a 5.15 XFIP over 48 and a third innings. That's an interesting one. And again, I'm telling you right now, trust the numbers if they're there. Don't say, oh, look, this pitcher is here. I'm not going to fade him. The numbers are the numbers. And if they make sense and they correlate with the pitchers, excuse me, with the batters, because here's the thing. Verlander's got under a 3 ERA over his past 48 and a third innings. But his XFIP number, which means strikeouts compared to fly balls, you know, walks, hit batsmen, it's not adding up. He's actually pitching over his head right now. Next guy up here, Hogan Harris, Oakland Athletics, 5.16 XFIP number. Ty Block, Colorado Rockies, 23 and two-thirds innings over the past 6 weeks, 5.33 XFIP. Taijuan Walker of the Philadelphia Phillies, 42 and a third innings over the past 6 weeks, 5.33. 0.35 xFIP. Bryce Elder, and this is an interesting one too, because that might be a game we're looking at here. The Atlanta Braves, 7 starts, 35 and a third innings, 5.36 xFIP. And also, by the way, Elder, he's got an ERA of over 6 in those past 6 weeks here. Adam Wainwright, you know, he's always on that card here. 10.36 ERA over the past 6 weeks through 24 and a third innings. 5.45 xFIP. The bottom three guys on the card today. Josiah Gray of the Washington Nationals. They're taking on the Yankees today. That's a 5.95 xFIP. 5.95. You know what the best part about this is? He's not even the worst pitcher in his game he's going to be pitching in today. Two of the three of the worst pitchers on the card are facing off against each other tonight because Carlos Rodon is 26th out of 27 pitchers through 27 innings over the past 6 weeks at a 6.03 xFIP in that small ballpark in New York. So you got Gray at 5.95 and Rodon at 6.03 in the Bronx tonight. That tells me an over is probably happening in that game. The worst pitcher on the card today, and it's no surprise. Moose just called in and mentioned his name. It's Noah Syndergaard. 21.1 innings over the past 6 weeks. 6.35 xFIP number, which means he doesn't strike anybody out, and he gives up fly ball after fly ball after fly ball and also walks too many guys. That's 10 pitchers on the card. And it's rare that you are going to get pitchers here that are in the sixes in the xFIP range over a six-week period and still pitching in Major League Baseball. Now, who are we actually going to pick out here? That's the question. So coming up after the break, we're pulling out all the stops. We're going to take a look at these pitchers and go team by team to see which guys we should be picking out for RBI prop shots tonight. Let's make some money. That's why you tune in. It's what's fun about Major League Baseball season. As we wait for the NFL, come on now. Baseball's got dollar signs on the table for us. I'm Donnie, and I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, time to get down to some business here. Setting up the day in Major League Baseball. Went over those pitchers that we're looking to fade today once again. Oviedo, Verlander, Harris Block, Walker Elder, Wainwright, Gray, Rodon, and Syndergaard. Let me bring up some statistics here for us. Just logging into my Bet365 account to see how we're going to get after this. Now, let me just take a look if I can bring up what I did yesterday by bringing up all the RBI props at once here for us. Let's see if I can find that. Because if I don't, I can just go in and find exactly what we've just been able to do. All right. So it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to bring that up on the fly. I'm not going to walk myself through it while I got you guys live on the air. Let's get down to the good stuff here. First game of the day is Colorado and Tampa Bay. Now, these pitchers here that you want to fade on the day, as I said, there's 10 of them. One of those is Ty Block with a 5.33 xFIP number. So if we're lining up Ty Block, a left-handed pitcher here, going up against the Tampa Bay Rays, legitimate shots here. Let me just take a look. We'll take a look at last 30 days' opportunities. Randy Arozarena, 3.92, weighted on base percentage, 158 ISO. Howard Ramirez, 437 weighted on base percentage. But here's the issue I have. I need some of these guys here to have high ISO power numbers, because what does that mean? The damage that they're doing at the plate. What's the quickest way to get an RBI? Drive a baseball into the gap, home run into the seats. See my picture on that? That's what we're going to look for at this point here. So if I'm saying to myself right now, you know what? I don't really know if that fits in at this point. I don't know if I want to force Ty Block here at this time right now. So what we're going to do here is pass that over on this game. high number. The Rays should win this game. But I'm not going to fade Ty Block in this situation because I'm not finding enough, you know, 158 ISO for Rosarena over the past 30 days against lefties. That's not good enough for me. Basabe, who's a shortstop who only has 11 at-bats against left-handed pitching, a 182 ISO, that's not good enough for me here. So we're going to pass on that one. San Francisco and Philadelphia. Here's an interesting one for the Philadelphia Phillies, or should I say a case for the Philadelphia Phillies. They're going to go up against a young pitcher today. Let me just hit the reset button here. Let me see if any updated numbers had actually come through here for us on this new young pitcher. Because I was doing some research when we were going over it on the early line today. And that pitcher that's going up against the Philadelphia Phillies is a young lefty by the name of Harrison. He doesn't have very good numbers at all in AAA. So if you wanted to blind bet the Phillies, there's probably not a better team to do it with, particularly here in Philadelphia, about 80 degrees, light wind blowing in from right field, so it really shouldn't have too much of an impact. But when talking about high ISO power numbers, Schwarber, Turner, Castellanos, Harper, Ramuto slightly elevated, the same thing with Bryson Stott. And also, every single player anticipated in the lineup for the Philadelphia Phillies. Let me just scroll this down to lefties and change this up. All right, so if we're just taking a look at lefties, right? Turner, Castellanos, Harper, Bohm, and Realmuto is probably where you would look to go. 28 at-bats for Turner against lefties, 269 ISO. Castellanos, 345. Harper, just above average at 185. Same thing with Bohm, 176. JT Realmuto through 18 at-bats, a 429. And Bryson Stott, a 182. Now, if we're being honest with ourselves, I would like to take a couple Philadelphia Phillies. I would. But if we're being true to our numbers here, we don't have any major league statistics here to go up against on Harrison, major league debut. Could go bad, could go good, but that's something that we don't want to do. Like, we want to focus on things that would make some sense. Now, I also told you, on the opposite side tonight, Taijuan Walker pitching against the San Francisco Giants. Taijuan Walker with a 5.35 xFIP number. Now, players that you would want to look at here. Now, if you're just looking at weighted on base percentages, lefties are getting the better of Taijuan Walker. 245 ISO power number, 350 weighted on base percentage over the past 30 days. Taijuan Walker hasn't been striking out too many batters, only 11%. Now, you probably want to focus on the left side. The best batter in the lineup tonight here for the San Francisco Giants is Wilmer Flores. A 236 ISO and a 383 weighted on base percentage. The next guy that comes close is Conforto at 176 with a 380 ISO. Those would be the two guys that I'll be looking for. But again, we're looking for page turners here. We're looking for no doubt about it. Flores probably should get a play tonight. But Taijuan Walker on the season, 283 right-handed batters he's faced, only a 126 ISO power number. Last 30 days, he's faced 50 right-handed batters. 119 ISO. Do you see what I'm going here with? So now we're starting to see the card and say, okay, open it up. Let's see what makes the most sense. Flores probably would be a decent play, but for the time being right now, we'll get back to him, right? We'll see what happens. Chicago Cubs and the Detroit Tigers. Smiley's on the mound today. He stinks, but so does that lineup today for the Detroit Tigers. They can't hit at all against left-handed pitching. Reese Olson will be on the mound today for the Tigers, but he's got a 4.45 xFIP. Not bad, not great, but you just take flyers on the Cubs at this point here. Everybody in that lineup outside of Morel is very good against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. But again, let's stick to the card and what makes the most sense here. We're going to pass on that game. St. Louis and Pittsburgh. You got two pitchers in the crosshairs today. Just making that fadeable card, Johan Oviedo, 5.06 xFIP number. And then again, Adam Wainwright, 24 out of 27 pitchers on the card today at a 5.45. Let's take a look at what makes the most sense on this day today. Wainwright's a right-handed pitcher. Lefties and righties for the majority of the season have been hammering him. So I'm going to write down this name right now, number two in the lineup anticipated. That's Brian Reynolds. So I got my pen out here. We're going to go Brian Reynolds here of Pittsburgh. That's number one. He's going to start the card off for us today. Now, let's scroll through. And a guy I've cashed in tickets before because there's some good batters in this lineup. Another guy with the possibility to make our card today. That's Ke'Bryan Hayes of the Pittsburgh Pirates. So I'm going to write his name down here. 205 ISO power number, 328 weighted on base percentage. Let's keep moving down here. Leover Piguero, 250 ISO power number, and a 346 weighted on base percentage. We're going to write down Piguero's name today on this card. And you know what? It doesn't stop there. Alfonso Rivas against right-handed pitching, a 273 ISO power number, and a 373 weighted on base percentage. Well, how about that? Possibilities for the Pittsburgh Pirates today up against Wainwright. Four players fit the mold. The best of those players, if you just wanted to zone in, it's got to be Brian Reynolds. He should do damage tonight. Now, this is a heavy strikeout lineup against right-handed pitching for the Pirates. But having said that, not a heavy strikeout pitcher here for the St. Louis Cardinals and Adam Wainwright. He's been bad. So that's a good start right there for us. Now let's flip it over. Let's take a look at Oviedo, who, again, doesn't have terrible numbers. On the season, he's slightly elevated against lefties here. He's done well against righties, but he's still in those crosshairs here of over a 5x FIP number. So where would we want to sort of factor in who's going to get that play and that damage? Tommy Edmonds is a number that you would want to write down for this game. 222 ISO power number. Weighted on base percentage, 385. He's a switch hitter, so he'll be batting from the left-hand side. So we'll write down Edmund right there. Also in the lineup, right behind him, Alec Burleson. 59 at-bats against right-handed pitching. A 218 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of 341. So let's write down Burleson as a legitimate chance today. If you're just looking at the best overall chance on the card today, even though you don't want to look at righty-lefty splits, Arenado. 243 ISO, 394 weighted on base percentage against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. However, if we just want to stick to what you should be looking at, it's probably just left-handed batters, to be honest with you. Edmund and Burleson at the top of the lineup probably make the most sense, but even though the best numbers on the card, theoretically, are from Nolan Arenado, just from a hitter's perspective, but we're trying to mix in the pitcher and the hitter combined and make the best educated guess that we can. Now let's get to the Yankees game here. We got a minute or two. Washington and New York. The game should go over the total. What's the updated numbers here? Let me just take a look at FanDuel to see what some of these sides and totals are looking at here tonight up in the Bronx. Gray Rodon, minus 188. It's actually down. It was closer to 2-1 as a price this morning when we were doing the early line. And a total listed at 8. 74 degrees in the Bronx. Slight wind blowing in from right field. But let's factor on. Starting off with the Washington Nationals at the plate today. Rodon has been brutal versus lefty and righty batters. Brutal. So if we're looking at what makes sense here, Joey Meneses, a 185 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 474, probably hitting in that three slot today. So let's write down Joey Meneses here as a legitimate shot. Stone Garrett. 33 at-bats he's faced against left-handed pitching over the past month, a 286 ISO power number, and a weighted on-base percentage here of 359. So we'll write down Garrett's number here and his name. Riley Adams, 18 at-bats, a little bit light there, but he does have really good numbers. Probably stay away from him, not enough. Vargas has a 259 ISO, but a 301 weighted on-base percentage. He just misses here. And Chavis, legitimate, 188 ISO, 342 weighted on-base percentage against lefties over the past 30 days. So let's just go with the heavy hitters in this lineup, which look like they're probably going to make the most sense. Meneses in the three-hole, Stone Garrett there in the five-hole. Flip it over to the Yankees, fading Josiah Gray, who we just talked about as one of those pitchers that we don't think is going to have a great effort tonight. 5.95 xFIP over his past 6 weeks in Major League Baseball. It's always going to be tough to take the Yankees, but if you're trusting in the numbers, Judge misses here. The only batter that actually would make some sense tonight would be Gleyber Torres. 207 ISO, 358 weighted on base percentage and a low K rate through 93 at-bats against right-handed pitchers. So Meneses, Garrett, and Torres in this game between the Yankees and the Nationals. All right, we're making headway here, people. Let's finalize this card and see what's what. Come on back, more Major League Baseball on deck.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All righty. Look at this, man. Cards coming in the shape. The hard work being put in at the afternoon. Hopefully shows up a little bit later tonight in cash winnings. Donnie Wright said here on Moneyline Tuesday afternoon. Can still get those phone calls in if you want. 844-843-6879. Or just hit me up over here on the Twitter machine. Hashtag FG Moneyline. If you guys are listening now, maybe new to the program, I will have, and I always do, for the people, as I like to say, putting out my card for the evening at Right Side VP and the RBI props that I have. You know I post them up there with tickets, so we're all rooting those in at the same time. If you want to follow, fade, have fun, you see what I'm on, give me a follow at Right Side VP. But let's get back to the Major League Baseball card. All eyes focused on Noah Syndergaard. Why? I have him as the worst pitcher on the card today. A 6.35 xFIP over the past 6 weeks. Going up against that Dodgers lineup tonight. They'll be in Cleveland, 71 degrees, light wind blowing in from right field. But if we're looking at batters that make sense and dollars make sense, you can probably go with any lefty or righty batter combination that you want. Over 170 batters from the left-hand side this season. A 242 ISO power number against Noah Syndergaard. Bad. How about right-handers? Identical. 242. That's pretty impressive. He's got 343 batters that he's faced. 242 for lefties, 242 to righties. In the last 30 days, though, he's actually had a little bit more success against lefties than he had to start the season. But righties are still absolutely pulverizing him. So if we're just going to take a look and cherry pick the Dodgers lineup tonight. So let me write down LAD. That is going to be Mookie Betts, right-handed batter out of the leadoff position. A 278 ISO power number and a 463 weighted on base percentage. So Mookie Betts, writing him down right now is an opportunity. Player number two on the card today. Typically look toward Freddie Freeman. Doesn't have bad numbers. 153 ISO, not great. Weighted on base percentage, 333 against righties. Not great. Can he do some damage? Of course he can. He's a great baseball player. I'm going to pass on him and Will Smith. Which leads me to Max Muncy, right in the middle of that lineup. A 325 ISO power number. Over 50 at-bats against right-handed pitching over the last 30 days. 375 weighted on base percentage. He has the highest strikeout number, should I say percentage, in that lineup. But if he connects, damage is going to be done. So we'll write Muncy's name down here as the possibility of an RBI. You know where else we're going here? We'll skip over Peralta, Hayward, and Kike Hernandez, who actually has some decent numbers here, to get to James Outman. 262 ISO power number, 438 weighted on base percentage for James Outman. We're writing his name down as an opportunity here. So Syndergaard, once again, the worst pitcher on the card today, at least for my numbers. Three guys from the lineup for the Dodgers that make sense. Betts, Muncy, and Outman. Let's keep moving down the chart as we go. This game is very interesting to me. And this is going to be the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. Tyler McGill on the mound today. And by the way, I'm not seeing any statistics here on Tyler McGill because I don't think he even has 20 innings over the past 6 weeks. And he doesn't. He pitched on the 5th of the month, the 11th of the month, and the 15th of the month. So only three starts since coming back from June 21st, 2023. So we don't have enough updated numbers here. But the interesting part about this overall is he's not a bad pitcher. Excuse me, he's not a great pitcher, I should say. And lefties eat him up. Did he just go blind today? Harris, Olson, Rosario. We'll get to that, but let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. I believe, JP, my ear said, Bill from Michigan is calling in. What's up?
How you been, Donnie?
What's going on, Bill? Talk to me, man. Long time no hear. What's up?
I've been fading Jesus Rosario lately. I took him. Go. I was on him against the Tigers, and I listened to the game, and that guy stinks. And so I faded him the last three, and I'm plus money on him. And I didn't hear his name mentioned on your list.
And you know what's the funny part about that? I'm glad you brought that up. Because in the morning, I sort of take a brief overlook. My same game parlay today, Bill, actually fades Jesus Lazardo. I have Machado to get a base hit, Soto to get a base hit, and the Padres to win the game. So there I am technically fading him tonight. He's a little bit later on the card, but he doesn't have the xFIP numbers I typically look at here. But he is a fade on my card, so it's a good eye by you. I do have money invested tonight on him getting knocked around.
it's kind of skewed because since late June, he's had one good game that was home against the Rockies, mm-hmm. and he struck out 13. So I think the 13K yeah. skew the number there. I think something's wrong with the dude. I think he's got a dead arm or something. But I've got Machado, Bogarts, and Tatis for an RBI and two RBIs mm-hmm. against him tonight.
So I like
there
it.
There it is. Good luck.
There we go. All right, Bill checking in with Jesus Luzardo. And I got to tell you, same game parlay. That's where we're going with that. And he is right. By the way, the ERA number 5.58 for Luzardo over the past 6 weeks. So, yes, he is fadeable, and I am fading him with my same game parlay. Once again, Padres to win the game, money line bet, as well as Machado and Soto just to get base hits. And let me just see what that price point is. It's not too bad. Probably getting a little bit snake bitten on some of these same game parlays. I'm expecting a winner tonight. By the way, I named it You Stay Classy San Diego as well, so it's perfect. Plus 194, almost 2-1 there. I love Snell. He's been ultra effective, and I think two of the best hitters in the lineup with great numbers against a pitcher like Luzardo can do some damage tonight. So there you go. I like it, Bill. Calling in with Jesus Luzardo. We're all involved in that guy. Let's jump on the train and have some fun with that one here. All right, now back to the Mets and back to the Braves here. If we're looking overall, Bryce Elder has not been very good over the past 6 weeks. ERA of close to 6.5. 5.36 xFIP number. You say to yourself, why don't you just go with the Braves? I understand, and I'm not knocking anybody. If you line up tonight and say, you know what, these ridiculous weighted on base percentages and ISO power numbers that the Braves have, I'm just going to town against the Mets on a 90-degree night with the wind blowing out in Atlanta, I'm not going to fault you. Trust me, I'm not. But if I'm just trying to stick to the game plan here of what has made me some pretty good money, it's Bryce Elder who's the fade. And by the way, looking at Elder, last 30 days, he's actually been really, really good against right-handed batters. 23% strikeout rate, 0.68 ISO power number, weighted on base percentage 201. But take a look at this. That 23% strikeout rate against right-handed batters drops to 2% to lefties. 3.64 weighted on base percentage to lefties, 1.82 ISO. That's where we're looking to go right here. So it's a shame, too, because Pete Alonso's off the charts legit over the past 30 days. He's been on fire. 3.94 ISO, 450 weighted on base percentage against righties. If you want to take a flyer on him, I understand. But I want to stick to the board. And that board for me, for the Mets, is going to include Francisco Lindor. He'll be batting from the left-hand side tonight. 200 ISO power number, 430 weighted on base percentage. Jeff McNeil. 194 ISO, 352 weighted on base percentage. And again, it hurts to say I'm skipping over Pete Alonso, but I am. You know what we're going to get to next? Daniel Vogelbach, 261 ISO, 368 weighted on base percentage. So I'll write Vogelbach down. Also, DJ Stewart, who has been on fire. Sometimes you got to ride the hot hand here. DJ Stewart, 289 ISO, 362 weighted on base percentage through 43 at-bats against right-handed pitching. He's also a lefty. So we'll write down Stewart. You see what the interesting part about this is? Some of the favorite plays coming from the Pittsburgh Pirates today, coming from the New York Mets. Like, you figure, like, Donnie, look at the line in this game. It's over a 2-1 price point here for the Atlanta Braves. Why aren't we focusing on them? And again, I say this. I don't think you can ever go wrong lining up the Atlanta Braves. I don't. But if I want to stick to Elder, who has a high xFIP number and a high ERA and is struggling against lefties. There's a lot of good lefties in the lineup. Like, Nimmo just misses the card. Nimmo's got a 401 weighted on base percentage as a lefty. Like, a team total tonight would make a lot of sense also for the New York Mets. I really think it would. Let's continue running down the line here. Who else have we missed here? Block Harris. Okay, late night tonight. So Harris was on that card. Talked about Syndergaard, Rodon, Gray, Wainwright, Elder, Walker, Block. Verlander also on that card. Talked about Oviedo, but let's go Hogan Harris here. Let me just see the matchup here in this game. Now, Hogan Harris, man, he's bad. He's really bad. On the season, he's bad. On the last 30 days, he's bad. Oh, we might be involved in this one again. I mean, we had some fun last night cashing in with the Oakland Athletics, and they were letting it rip on offense. 70-degree night, which again is typical. That's actually a little bit warmer than expected here in Oakland tonight. Wind blowing out to right center field, which is always blowing out to you typically center to right center field out in Oakland. But if we're looking and being honest with ourselves tonight, look at this too. on the season, Hogan Harris, 230 ISO, weighted on base percentage, 358 to righties. Look at his last 30 days. Now, again, guys, it's a limited sample size. ISO threw 23 batters to the right side for the left-handed Hogan Harris, a 714 ISO, and a weighted on base percentage of 630. You can't go wrong either side, though, to be honest, but he really gets crushed by right-handed batters. Now, here's what we want to take a look at. There's a lot of batters in this lineup with really impressive statistics for the Royals. The only problem is we don't have a huge sample size here. If we're being honest, right around 20 batters, you want to go righty, right? Michael Garcia has a 231 ISO, but only 15 at-bats against lefties. Bobby Witt Jr., who's phenomenal, he's got a 190 ISO and a 369. He's right on the cusp as well. Salvador Perez, 250 ISO. Freddie Fermin might be the best. 19 at-bats against lefties over the past 30 days, 368 ISO power number, and a 382 weighted on base percentage. The question to me is going to be, is do you go Bobby Witt Jr. and also Freddie Fermin? But for the time being, I'm going to write down the Royals, Freddie Fermin. He's probably going to be on the card today because we've got to fade Hogan Harris somehow. And it looks like Fermin right in the middle of that lineup might make some sense. Okay. The game plan is in for us today. Now, let me just take a look real quick at Justin Verlander. We skipped him over going up against Boston tonight. Oh, man. There are some good numbers there in the lineup tonight, too, for those Red Sox. Devers, Turner, Casas, Reyes. But if we're looking, it's interesting, too, because the weighted on base percentages aren't lining up with Verlander and his XFIP number. So we'll probably just pass on that one. Even though he's due to get hit, he still has good numbers, though. Because, again, analytic numbers are very different from the ISO and weighted on base percentages. Those are numbers that already happened. The analytical numbers, like the XFIP expected, which means here's what we think is going to happen, they're not lining up there. But again, if you wanted to fade Verlander, I can't blame you. Like a blind fade, just a team total on the Red Sox, might make some sense here. But again, I'm not going to do that. So the game plan tonight does have a few teams involved. Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Washington, the New York Yankees, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the New York Mets, and the Royals late night. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 batters listed tonight with opportunities. It's going to be a fun night tonight. Now I'm excited, and now I'm looking forward to it. So the game plan is set. We just have to whittle this down on what makes sense. But you have a lot of batters and a lot of pitchers tonight that we're going to be fading those pitchers and banging away with the hitters. Now, granted, one RBI, two RBI, we're probably going to do the two RBI shots again tonight. It's been profitable, it's been fun, and you just need a slight advantage here. Like I said yesterday, bet five times, won once, and came away with a $100 profit on $25 wagers. Woohoo! You can't beat that. Fantastic stuff. The time flies. One more segment to go. Moneyline, radio on the Sports Grid Network. Donnie Wrightside.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rocking and rolling. Boy, oh boy. Choices, choices, choices tonight. 17 total batters in the crosshairs tonight throughout 10 pitchers in Major League Baseball. Should be a good night. I don't really think the Mets get after tonight. Down in Hotland, at 9 full at bats, 90 degree temperatures, wind blowing out. Could see some damage. Could see some damage tonight, but I'm looking forward to it overall. By the way, as I told you guys, today was a solo mission. Tomorrow, once again, right here on Moneyline, will be a solo mission. So get your phone calls lined up for tomorrow. Fantastic stuff. Get your tweets ready to go at hashtag SGMoneyline. But I will be putting out plays on Twitter in just a little bit. Also, I'll be on with Gabe a little bit later today on the TV side of things here at the Sports Grid Network on Game Time Decisions. Don't really participate here in Dinger Tuesday that much this season because we're wrapped up in RBI props. The only question is going to be, can we go on all 17? Is that a smart move? I mean, you're talking about eating up a lot of bankroll there, but it could work out in your favor and just trusting the numbers. Do we go on all 17 but limit our unit percentage there? Something's going to give tonight, but there's way too many players to pass up in these environments. And sometimes it just works out in your favor. Sometimes you have a 27, you know, pitcher card and only three or four actually register. The fact that we're getting so many here, I want to definitely take advantage of it, and I think we certainly can. All right, so I'll do it for today's show. By the way, JP, let the people know again where you're going here. Saturday, college football action.
Absolutely, and we're going to take a look ahead and take the points on that Navy-Notre Dame game.
There we go. JP taking the points here opening day, looking for a fumble, looking for a missed field goal in the red zone, and looking for a 7 to 8 minute Navy drive at any given moment here to sort of shorten that game as fast as possible. Had a lot of topics on the show today, which includes the Commanders snapping the Ravens streak at 24 and what that means possibility for the, you know, outlook this year for the Washington football team / Commanders. And when is that name actually going to change? Hopefully sooner than later. Great stuff across the board. Thank you to everybody calling in, listening, writing through on Twitter. Fantastic stuff overall. Coast to Coast is coming up next, so don't go anywhere and make sure you keep it right here on the Sports Grid Network. For Donnie Wrightside here and JP behind the wheels of steel, we'll be back tomorrow right here on the grid for Moneyline. See you later. Good luck tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.